I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My guest today, Alex Hemosiho, had a near-death experience that enhanced what he was born with, a unique gift to heal. To date, he has helped over 7,000 people healing with physical, emotional, spiritual illnesses, or chronic pain, often with miraculous and spontaneous results. His new book, The True Story of Hope, Healing, and Miracles, details his extraordinary journey to heaven, angelic encounters, and miraculous healing abilities, along with inspiring client success stories and take-home techniques that anyone can do. He is the founder and creator of Mastery of Energy Healing, a simple, non-invasive healing technique that helps individuals return to their natural state of health, well-being, and joy. Alex also teaches healing to practitioners, nurses, physicians, and anyone interested in healing. Alex has had profound healing and spiritual experiences in his life. In 1996, the gift of healing was awakened within him when a woman handed him a dying child, and she spontaneously healed. Soon after, another gift was given to him through a near-death experience in the hospital emergency room, where he learned there is no death, only a new beginning. Now he is one of the most sought-after spiritual healers and teachers in the world. For over 10 years, Alex has been offering energy healing services and has assisted in healing from ailments including heart disease, cancer, tumors, chronic migraine, grief, depression, and much more. He is the founder of Mastery of Energy Healing, a healing center located in Phoenix, Arizona, and in addition to his book, also recorded a therapeutic audio meditation CD, Meditation to Heal Your Mind, Body, and Spirit, now released, I Now Bring In. With the gift that was given to Alex, he developed a quick, simple, and effective energy healing method called Mastery of Energy Healing. It is a gentle, non-invasive healing technique that assists individuals to release the energy and memories of non-nurturing thoughts, emotions, and patterns that cause illness. Through the releasing process, individuals experience a release of anxiety, stress, worry, fear, confusion, and aches and pains, allowing for greater clarification, peace of mind, and relief from symptoms or illness. This simple yet powerful technique allows an individual to heal emotionally, mentally, and physically. Alex offers one-on-one private sessions, group sessions, healing prayer requests, lectures and classes, and travels nationally, as well as offers his services from his home base in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. He has presented at the Cancer Treatment Center of America, the International Association for Near-Death Studies, Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine, Southern Arizona Veterans Health Care System, and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. He has been featured in Fox 10 News, ABC 15, and CBS 5 in Phoenix, and more. More information is available at www.masteryofenergyhealing.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Alex, and I look forward to hearing about your healing and healing journey. Now, first, when did you first know you had the gift of healing?
Well, Carl, I want to thank you so much for having me on your show so I could tell my story and all the wisdom that I've gained throughout all these years. In 1996, I was visiting Mexico on business. My brother and I had a restaurant there. And one night, late at night, a customer of ours came in holding her six-month-old baby girl. And she was crying, and she said, "Alex, please help me. My baby's dying. My baby has a temperature of 100 to 203, a rash throughout his entire body, could barely breathe." And as I looked at the child, his limbs were lifeless. And for reasons unknown to me, Carl, I simply placed my hands over the child, and I cried out, "You are healed."
Mm-hmm.
And within a couple of minutes, when I did say that, I felt this burst of energy go through me, and it consumed me and expanded throughout the room. And then a second burst went through my hands and entered into the child. The child was gasping for air, trying to live, and my eyes was closed. And after about 2 minutes or so, I everything was quiet in the room, and then I could feel the energy coming out of my hands, you know, stopping. And I needed to know what was going on, so I opened my eyes. And I looked at the child and was looking at me. The rash was gone. I touched it. It was cool to the touch. And it had his hands up to me, like trying to touch me. And I was raised Catholic. So at that moment, I thought, oh, my God, a miracle happened. That's when it happened.
Hmm. That's exciting.
It really was.
Was it for you?
Carl, it was challenging for me. You see, I was raised Catholic and taught only Jesus could do this. But I had this profound experience. It was beautiful, but also frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time that it was happening, after it was done, I could see like my whole future pass in front of me. And I knew that many, many beautiful things were going to be happening, but also I would go through some more challenges as I continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of responsibility is placed on you.
Well, at the time, I really didn't feel a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But as I learned, as things progressed, the days, weeks, months, and even years, that there was a lot of responsibility that would be coming towards my way, and many people seeking help.
And Alex, can you tell us briefly about your near-death experience?
Yes. About a year later, after the healing of the child in Mexico, I really didn't want anything to do with that healing stuff. I didn't understand it, didn't know what it was, and it was beautiful, as I mentioned, but also frightening. I was working for a large retail store here in Arizona, and they had a celebration for the employees. So they had hamburgers and hot dogs, and I actually had a chili cheese dog for lunch. I was working that day, and I went home, but then my stomach wasn't feeling good, and like a little bit upset, and then I went back to work, and I started to get worse and worse, and I thought I was coming down with the cold, with the flu. So I went home, and I just got worse and worse and worse and worse. And then I realized that actually had a date with this woman that I just met, my first date with her. So I called her and told her, we can't get together. And she says, "Well, don't worry. I'm a nurse, and I'll take care of you. I'll come pick you up, and I'll take you to my house, and take care." I said, "Okay. You know, it's nice. I just met this person. It's really nice. She's going to do this for me." And I actually, she came and picked me up. But it was interesting, as she came to the house to pick me up, I was living with my parents at the time. And I remember as I was leaving, my mother looked at me, and it was a look that I have never seen her give me before. She was really concerned about me. And I said goodbyes, and then I went with this woman. She took me to her place, but as I got to her place, I became more ill and ill, and I was going to the restroom, and all these other things were happening. And then she realized it was blood. She then got me in her car and rushed me to the emergency room. And I remember when she got me to the emergency room, I was laying there, and all these doctors and nurses surrounded me, and they were doing their very, very best to save my life. The next thing I knew, Carl, everything became quiet. Mm-hmm. And then this beautiful golden mist came in. The next thing I knew, I was floating maybe 30 feet, I believe, off the ground. Mm-hmm. And I saw my father, my mother, my 9 brothers and sisters all line up in a row, including the women that rushed me to the emergency room. I was looking down at them, and I was really happy. And I waved at them goodbye, knowing that my time here on Earth mm-hmm. was done. Mm-hmm. I then looked upward, and I began to fly through the clouds. As I broke through the clouds, I saw a pinpoint of white light. And I knew somehow that was my destination. And I remember crying out, faster, 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 and faster. Mm-hmm. And I went faster and faster. Then, as I got closer and closer to the light, all of a sudden, all of my fear, all of my shame, all of my grief, heartache, and pain that I experienced here on Earth mm-hmm. was being pulled out of me from the top of my head down to my feet. Everything was coming out of me. I then entered into the light, and I felt a love and a peace that I have never, ever experienced on Earth. And I knew I was home in the presence of the divine. Mm-hmm. I'm up there, and I'm seeing beings of light is what I call them, but actually there were souls, and because I could see the outlines of their bodies and faces. And as I looked much closely at them, I realized each single one had a different amount of light. And the light that they had reflected who they were on Earth and their experiences. So I knew that the light was a creative, nurturing, healing. If the individuals, whether they're here on Earth, if they were happy, joyous, did the best, you know, to care and take care of themselves and others, you know, they had much more light. It was a nurturing, loving, caring light. If other souls, while they're on Earth, were upset, angry, could not forgive, judgmental, greed, they had less of that nurturing, healing, loving light. Mm-hmm. And I knew that. And I knew that. Now, as I'm looking up there, I could see other beings of light. Mm-hmm. I mean, I called them the great beings of light. And they had so much light, I actually had to cover up my eyes. And these were, I knew, the Mother Teresa's, the Gandhi's, the Buddha's, the Jesus, the Mother Mary's, the Moses's of the world. And right away, I said, I want to be that light. I remember saying that and pointing to one of them. One of them approached and began to share this great wisdom with me, you know, telling me that all pain and suffering that humanity experiences was due to the lack of light. More light, more joy. More light, more health. More light, more love. An abundance of all good things. I was there for a while, and then suddenly it approached me and got closer and closer and closer. Then it entered me, and I felt like I was either blessed or anointed at that. Then suddenly I heard a beeping sound. Beep, 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 beep. And then I woke up. It was the next morning, and I was in a hospital room in a bed. I go, oh, my God. I closed my eyes, Carl, and I was trying with my whole heart and my will to wish myself back to that beautiful place of unconditional love and peace. And after about 2 minutes, I opened my eyes and goes, no, I can't. And I closed my eyes again, trying to go back to that beautiful place. After a couple of minutes, I opened my eyes and says, oh, no. And I was upset. But I realized something happened to me. There was a great change. The woman that rushed me to the emergency room was at the foot of the bed. And I could feel her. I could feel her heart. I could feel her body. I could feel her thought. I could feel the love and the peace and joy that she is. But also the grief and heartache and pain that she experienced in her life. And as she approached me, I could actually see her energy, or what people may call her aura, the energy that her soul was producing. And then I remember she came down and gave me a kiss. And with that one kiss, I felt like it was okay to stay here. But it was just a profound experience, and it changed me. Carl, the only way I can explain is that going to the light, there was a purification. There was a purification of my soul, my conscience, my heart, my body. Coming back, I was pure. I was like a newborn, you know, just here for the first time. And And that's why I was able to feel this woman's energy, to see her light. And, it was beautiful, but frightening also, because I never experienced this before, but it was magnificent. It really, really was. And also seeing the angelic world, mm-hmm. angels and ancestors of loved ones and et cetera, all that happened while I just woke up from my experience from Earth with this woman and, being in the hospital.
Do you think that light, energy, and consciousness are the same, or are they different?
No, light, and what were the other two, please?
Energy, because you've used light and energy in a kind of interchangeably. But the third
yes.
one is consciousness, our level of consciousness.
Ah, when one has more light, one has more consciousness. When one has more energy that is light, mm-hmm. one would have a higher consciousness. Yes, mm-hmm. that is true. Yes. Mm. Yes. For example, if one practices meditation daily,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
they say, I am light, I am love, I am the healing energies for myself and others. And if they do that constantly, three mm-hmm. times a day, as that enters into one's mind, into their consciousness, the subconscious, enters into their heart, reminds the body of what it is, reminds the soul what it is, one cannot help but become a greater consciousness, having a better understanding of their soul, their spirit, their body, their mind, why they're here, and how to interact with others. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And did you learn other things? Would you call this heaven? Or an out-of-body experience? What would you call the place where you went?
I would call it, many call this place heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is within us.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we will go to the place, whatever is within us. Some people say that, there's people out there, many people have had near-death experiences and said, well, I went to hell. And I feel it has to do whatever their soul is, lack of light.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know?
So there's this individual many, many years ago, he said, for the kingdom of heaven is within you.
Right.
So if one feels that is true to them, one needs to bring in light, love, and healing into their heaven, which is their soul, their spirit, their heart. So is there a place called heaven? Definitely. But the individual, while we're here on Earth, we're able to create heaven
right.
on Earth, but
right.
it begins with oneself and mm-hmm. have the experience here. So when it is our time to transition, to go to this beautiful place that we call heaven, it is created
mm-hmm.
within oneself.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where they go or what belief they have, it would be a joyous, beautiful, loving place.
My mother always said, and we were raised Methodist, but
mm-hmm.
my mother always said that we create our own heaven and hell here on Earth, depending upon how we treat ourselves and how we treat other people.
That is true. That is true.
And I
she
thought my mother was
soul.
A very remarkable woman who had, well, when I was in college, she went back to high school and
mm-hmm.
finished, because she had never finished high school. But
yes.
for a woman back in that generation that worked so hard, because we didn't have, we didn't have electricity, we didn't have anything. She cooked on a coal stove and on a kerosene stove and all of that. But she was a very intuitive, very spiritual woman from my point of view. She, people always came to her with their problems. And I said to her one day, have you ever meditated? And she said, what's that? And I told her, and she said, oh, I've done that all my life. I didn't know that's what you called it.
Exactly. Exactly. Praying is meditation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, Casey yes. always made the distinction that prayer is when we talk with God, and meditation mm-hmm. is when God talks with us.
That is absolute, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolute, yes.
Then when did you know that you were a healer and a teacher? Was it after this experience?
Yes, it was. I remember speaking to my mother after I've had this the healing of a child and my near-death experience. Mm-hmm. She said that when I was younger, that if there was other children that were fall down, hurt themselves, I would go right away up to them and put my hand on the injured area. I mean, I would say, "You're going to be okay." So I just knew what to do. Allowing this energy that every one of us has, but going up automatically and then, placing my hand in the injured or what they hit their head, whatever, and do that. But yeah, she says that I was doing that as a child, and it just really awakened, exploded, or I call it the Great Awakening with that child in Mexico. My soul wanted to let myself know or let me know it is time.
Mm-hmm.
It is time.
And Alex, how then do you define healing?
Well, healing takes many different forms. Healing is balancing what is not balanced, making whole what is not whole. If it's the spirit, one soul, if it's the emotions, the mind, the physical body, to make whole, to balance what is not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For example, someone will come to me that may have, and I'm working on, they come to me because their kidney is not functioning, one of the kidneys. So I'm looking at the kidney, and say, for example, the kidney may only have 70% energy or 70% light. That means only 70% of it's functioning, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because the cells, only 70% of the cells are functioning. So we place our hands upon the area, over the area, and we send it light, love, and healing to awaken those cells that are not functioning so that they can function again. So once again, to make whole what is not whole, to balance what is not balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and every individual is different. It might be the emotions. We've been blessed that everybody that comes to see us, and it's either they come in house, to see us in our office, or we do the phone sessions or distance healings also. But everyone feels better, and the energy of creation, the energy of God, the energy of love, the energy of healing will do what it needs to do. If it's bringing peace to the soul, the individual soul, to their spirit, because it's in turmoil, it will be done. If it's the emotions, that will be also receive the healing energies. If it's the physical, that will be done. So this energy that created us, that created all the cosmos, knows exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So someone may come in, asking, they might have, severe heart disease and want a spontaneous healing for that. But, spirit, God, and the energy of creation might say, no, we're going to bring peace to your soul.
Mm-hmm. Alex, would you say that illness could be an imbalance of energy in the energy system we call the body, mind, spirit, related to internal or external forces?
Yes. Yes, and definitely. Yes.
So the healing
yes.
then becomes balancing of the deficit energy or excess energy, because there can be areas where there's excess energy also.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yes. Maybe this would help a little bit with your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment when we are in our mother's womb, we begin to accumulate information, both positive, negative, nurturing, loving light, not nurturing, not loving, little light. Okay, so for example, if we're in our mother's womb, we're receiving information, we're having experiences, and if the mother is in a good environment, the mother has had a decent life and is surrounded by individuals that are nurturing, compassionate, that child that's in the womb will receive that information. But if one is, let me stick with that first. So receiving that information, nurturing, and then is delivered to the world, and then is continued to nurture and et cetera by the mother and others that are involved. Okay, so you have that soul. Now, if you have another soul that's in the mother, but the mother is struggling, is not receiving nurturing that it needs, maybe not the best environment, and also maybe the people are not as caring that in our life, and then that child is receiving that information. Okay. And then if the child also has a challenging delivery, okay, well, that's information that is stored in the consciousness, the subconscious, the soul, and including the physical body. You know, and then it begins to receive much more information due to its surroundings, you know, what it eats, you know, parents, teachers, school, you know, as it grows up. So that will affect the soul also. So it is internal and external. Mm-hmm. Okay. It depends on the soul. We've had many people that come in with injuries or things that do not heal up, and we find out it's because due to delivery from the mother's womb. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I tell people this also, is this, you know, we're basically walking computers. Every experience we have ever had is within us.
Right, okay? Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and as we're here on Earth, we're going through so many experiences. Okay, and the human body, the physical body, the conscious, subconscious soul, for example, every day we have a little bit of stress here, a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of worries, a little bit of fears, a little bit of grief maybe, you know, here. So as the days goes on, the weeks goes on, the months goes on, and the years go on, this information is accumulating in us. And the physical body has the ability to dissipate it. It does. It actually comes out of the feet and out of the hand automatically. But as time goes on, and it depends on the situation of the individual, losing a job, a breakup, an accident, this, it overwhelms the body's mechanism to disperse this nervous energy. We call it nervous energy. It's an accumulation of anxiety, worries, fears, grief, you know, hardship. It begins to accumulate in the weak points of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because first is experiencing it, you know, with the senses, seeing it, hearing it, talking it. So that information is accumulating in the brain, and then it travels down the spinal cord and spine, and is being taken to the liver, spleen, pancreas, kidneys, all over the place. And body cannot get rid of or disperse this nervous energy, and it begins to accumulate in areas of the body that are weak. You can have an individual that has two kidneys, but let's say one kidney is not as strong as the other. Okay, they were just born that way, and it happens. So it tends to that one kidney that is not as strong, nervous energy would begin to fill it up, and it would have hardships, you know, maybe, you know, what they call disease. But yes, it's internal and external. All our environments, our experiences will affect.
And also, information is really energy.
Yes, information
is just a different form.
Energy. Oh, yeah, it is.
Right.
If you take an individual and you're in the room with their in the room, and this individual, the only thing they yell and scream at you, that's a tremendous amount of energy and information. If you're put in a different room with someone, this, you know, you're a beautiful person, you're kind, compassionate, and you're in there for a while, it's information and energy. And that will affect, of course, the physical body, the emotions, the heart, the brain, the entire nervous system, and one spirit, or we call soul.
Right. That's why I don't like those people that holler. I don't let them in my environment. I like
Quiet. Just, you know, they just have not released.
Right, right.
You know, if someone is angry, it's because they're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expressing what the soul's going through, what the heart's going through, what the body's going through. Yeah, that's anger.
Now, let's then spend most of our time from here out on what you do. And as far as healing, can everyone be healed, or do you have to have faith that you'll be healed, or do you have to believe in it, or does it happen?
Well, we perform pretty close to 8,000 healing sessions over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone feels better.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone feels better. So does everyone heal in an aspect that the soul needs the most?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When Mother Teresa was in India working with the sickest of the sick and the poorest of the poor, she would walk up to an individual. She would look into their eyes, and it was irrelevant if they lived or died, for once again, they felt the presence of God's love.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to be the presence of that light for the individual so they know they are unconditionally loved.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the soul accepts, it will accept. Whatever the heart will accept, it will accept. The body, the conscious, you know. So everyone does feel better in some way. Other people, as you know, it's in the book and also on my website. You know, some people spontaneously heal of cancer, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. heart disease, migraines, depression, abuse. So it's different for every individual. And faith, touch on that. Mm-hmm. Faith is very important because it's an energy. Mm-hmm. Faith is an opening up. Mm-hmm. Okay, because some people, because they are hurt or dealing with so much pain, they close their energies up. Mm-hmm. You know, because of the hardships of their life. But faith means they're open. The heart is open. The soul is open. The physical body is open. Yeah. So we could go back to many years ago. This individual would say, "Well, you have faith. You are healed." Mm-hmm. It was just the faith, which is the opening of the heart, the opening of the mind and the physical body and spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it does mm-hmm. help. It does. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have had people come in that don't have faith, and they'll get healed anyway. This energy, the energy of creation that created everything is very powerful. And sometimes you know, people don't want it, but they'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would imagine that karma also plays a role. And so if someone has not fulfilled a karmic obligation that they contracted mm-hmm. for at birth, mm-hmm. then it's possible that they could not be healed because there's more lessons that they need to learn from the condition that they have. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. I'm so happy you brought that up. On my website, we have an individual named Tony Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. This individual has been in 11 car accidents, 4 motorcycle accidents, mm-hmm. had leukemia at the age of 11. Mm-hmm. And if you look at this individual, you know, I mean, you could tell looking at him that he's been through a lot, you know, because of the scars and et cetera. Now, mm-hmm. is that karmic? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One can say, yes. Has he learned? But of course, anyone that watches that video that's on my website, on the YouTube, and they hear him speak, he is the most loving, compassionate, caring individual that I have ever come across in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. he's been through so, so much. But when someone needs a hand, he'll be the first one there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When someone needs some food, he'll be the first one there. And so the lessons is humility mm-hmm. could disperse karma. Mm-hmm. Compassion will disperse karma. Mm-hmm. Love will disperse karma.
Mm-hmm. And these are all high energies.
But of course, I say to people, humility, compassion, and love mm-hmm. are the foundations of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And without wisdom, one can heal themselves, assisting others in healing, raising the consciousness of all the humanity and beyond.
It's interesting because so many people in cancer talk about all the physical, but they never get into forgiveness, passion, optimism, all of these spiritual things. And, mm-hmm. you know, that is what I have been harping on for years, because I believe that that is partly why I survived, because I used all of these and meditation and faith and prayer and the whole works. And I believe that they were as effective as anything I took in the physical realm. And so I've just finished another book. This is my 9th. Which looks at a holistic approach to cancer prevention. So it goes into what research is there on gratitude and faith and patience and forgiveness and all of these things, and what can you do to develop it? And then I've got a lot of interviews with national authorities, but I think mm-hmm. that has been left out of so many aspects of care by practitioners.
Well, you know, it's a good thing that you're bringing that up and reminding people, and there's others out there. And, you know, when I tell people, we're going to speak about forgiveness here for just very mm-hmm. shortly. Mm-hmm. Now, when we come to this world, we don't have an owner's manual. It doesn't say, oh, by the way, don't do this, do this, don't do this. Oh, definitely don't hang out with this person. Well, don't try this, don't do that. Okay? So, for example, with my story, after I came back from heaven, you know, and the healings mm-hmm. and et cetera, and I was so different, it was so challenging for me. I thought heaven, God, made a mistake. Mm-hmm. I wasn't supposed to be here. And because I was so pure and feeling the pain of humanity, You know, I couldn't cope with it. So I became alcoholic, drug addict, suicidal, and homeless.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that for me to be able to help others, I needed to understand what humanity goes through, the
mm-hmm.
pain.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went through that, then I forgave myself. I forgave myself. And it was simple. So I now forgive myself for causing myself pain due to my thoughts, my words, and my act. I am just learning. And that is how one can forgive themselves. Forgiveness is the release of negative karma, pain, disease, because every experience we have is recorded in our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if we cannot forgive ourselves, that means your soul has less light.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Less
right.
wisdom, less mm-hmm. energy. So one does that for themselves, and then one makes a list, and they begin with the individuals that have caused them pain, their fathers, grandparents, mothers, brothers, sisters. And it says, I now forgive, you know,
mm-hmm.
I now
mm-hmm.
forgive
mm-hmm.
my father for causing me pain with his thoughts, words, and actions, where he is just learning. And that's how one releases
mm-hmm.
the negative karma that has wrapped around the soul that creates the illness and disease and the turmoil of the soul, the emotions, the heart, and the physical body.
Mm-hmm. Alex, can you tell us about your quick, simple, non-invasive healing technique?
Yes. I've lectured at many different places, hospitals, medical schools, and in churches, and it's very simple. People simply need to place their hands in the center of their chest. And I call these the hands of light, the hands of love, the
mm-hmm.
hands of healing, their
mm-hmm.
hands. And they simply say, I now bring in into every single cell of my body light, love, and healing. And then they take a deep breath and pull this light, love, and healing out of their hands and fill up their heart and expand it throughout the body. And with each breath they take, they continue to breathe in the energy of light, love, and healing. And they fill up their heart with that, their lungs, and their entire physical body from the tip of their toes to the top of their head. And by doing that, there's a couple things going on, Carl. They're reminding their soul that it is light, that it is love, and that it is healing. They're reminding their heart, I am light, I am love, and healing. So what is not light, love, and healing will dissipate, burn away, go away. Okay, grief, suffering, disease, and et cetera, pain. It's also telling the entire physical body, I am light, love, and healing. Right, and that information goes throughout all the cells, the entire physical body. It reminds the soul consciously, subconsciously, that it is light, love, and healing. So if one wakes up in the morning and places their hands on their chest, I am light, I am love, I am healing. Could you imagine those being your first thoughts when you wake up in the morning?
That'd be wonderful.
And then, you know, depending on what their circumstances is, you know, if they have liver disease, they could place their hands on their liver and say, I now bring in light, love, and healing, you know,
mm-hmm.
into their liver. Remind the liver that you love it, that you're nurturing it, that you're healing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they could do that throughout the day, you know, same thing on their knees. You know, now bring into my knees light, love, and healing. And then at night, once again, they could place their hands in their chest and say, I am light, I am love, and I am healing. Could you imagine that being your last thoughts and words at night before you go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
So by continuing to do this, one dissipates, eradicates, burns away negativity, emotions, disease,
mm-hmm.
toxicity,
mm-hmm.
and et cetera, and replaces it with light, love, and healing. And for those of your listeners that want more information, you know, they could purchase through our website the Meditation to Heal Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. I now bring in CD. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm. These are actually affirmations or mantras, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, definitely. And, you know, it's what I do for me. And
uh-huh.
you know, because I want to be the very best for myself because
right.
my soul counts on it.
Right.
Plus, I want to be the very best I can for the people that love me and that I love and also my clients and humanity.
And how important is prayer in our own healing?
Prayer is very, very, very important. Prayer is to focus on the intention of the soul and what it wants to receive. It opens up the soul to receive all good things. It opens up the heart and the body. That is what prayer is. It's a connection to Source, the infinite, the one that many call God.
Mm-hmm.
And through that prayer, one can direct, not only for themselves, but they could direct energy, nurturing, loving, healing to others. Yeah, we have a healing prayer request that we do every Friday for a small fee for people throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, just people request, can you pray for me? Can you pray for my love of my child? They have cancer, on drugs, being abused, and we do that. But yeah, prayers is the movement, the direction of light, love, and the healing energy.
Then, Alex, can you tell us about some of your most compelling, inspiring clients that you have worked with?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking, Carl. We had this individual named Glenn, and he came to, he was referred to us, and he had severe heart disease. He was taking, I believe, up to 32 different medications a day, up to 16 nitroglycerin pills a day. He was on oxygen. He was on a wheelchair. He saw the top cardiologist here in the country, in America. He was at the National Institute of Health. They did experimental stem cell research on him for a whole year. And at the end, they said, we're sorry. We can't help you. You're going to die. He came in and we did one session on this individual. And after that first session, he never took nitroglycerin again. So he went from 16 pills to zero after the first session. And he also went from taking 32 different medications a day down to two. He never used oxygen again. He never used his wheelchair again. And he went ballroom dance 2 weeks later, which he had not done for years and years. And they actually did more tests on him, and there was no scar tissue from all the surgeries that he's had. So that's in my book, A True Story of Hope, Healing, and Miracles. Second one is a woman that came to see me because she had a stroke. Her name is Judy. And I remember her laying down there, and this information is also in the book. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I remember it's like yesterday it happened. But she was laying there telling me what she needed, and the left side of her face was drawn, you know, the eyes and the cheek and the jaw and everything. And I said, well, you lay down. We'll help you out. You know, I'll do my best. And she laid down, and we're doing the healing on her. And then I touched her hand and said, okay, we're done. And then she placed her hands on her face, and she cried out, I am healed. I'm healed. And I looked down there, and her face was all back together. And she said, Alec, I heard the voice of an angel, and it said, do not be afraid. You will be okay. Do not be afraid. And then I felt the wings of an angel touch my face. And she says, I am healed. And those are, you know, those two stories are in my book with other beautiful stories. And we're fortunate enough to have many of these individuals' testimonials on my website, masteryofenergyhealing.com. But also, some of them were interviewed by radio, and they're on there that I actually interviewed. And there's also videos of people's interviews that we personally interviewed for video, but also the news, a news station did both Glenn and this other woman that was having severe migraines, that was bedridden for years.
And then, Alex, before we look at your services, products, books, etc., you said that you would do a live guided meditation. Is this a good time to do that?
Yeah, we could actually. So if you and all your listeners, please, you could place your hands in the center of your chest. You could close your eyes and repeat after me, only using your inner mind, only using your thoughts. You do not need to voice this out with your words. You simply say, for I now bring in into every single cell of my beautiful body light, love, and healing. And take a beautiful deep breath of magnificent light as it flows out of your hands of light. The hands of love, the hands of healing, penetrating all the cells of the skin, nerves, muscles, the blood, the lymph nodes. You may now exhale and breathe normally as waves and waves of magnificent light enters you, purifying, cleansing every single cell of the heart, all the blood that pumps through the heart, filling up the lungs, magnificent light, the entire chest and back. The thymus gland behind the heart becomes pure light. All the vertebrae and discs in your neck and spine. With each breath that you take, you become even greater amounts of light. For I am light. For I am love. And I'm healing my beautiful body and my life today. For I am that light. Continue to breathe this in as you fill up the toes, the feet, the ankles, calves of your legs, the knees, the legs, the hip, the reproductive area. For I am that I am. For I am that magnificent light. Continue to breathe this in as you fill up your womb, reproductive area, digestive tract, bladder, the prostate, the ovary, the entire colon, the kidneys, the adrenal glands, liver, spleen, pancreas. For I am light, for I am love, and I am healing my beautiful body and my life today. Breathe it in through your voice box and throat, to the thyroid, to the tongue, roof of your mouth and jaw. Breathe it into every single cell of your brain, into the eyes, the ears, every single cell of your magnificent body. For I am light, for I am love, and I'm healing my beautiful body and my life today. For I am that light. For I am that magnificent light. How are you doing, Carl?
Yeah, good. Then,
yes.
Alex, would you then tell us about your services, your book, products you have, and how the listeners can reach you?
Yes, the listeners can go to my website, masteryofenergyhealing.com. Once again, that's masteryofenergyhealing.com. We also have a phone number. It's in Arizona. The area code is 480-345-9972. Once again, that's 480-345-9972. And the services that we have the healing prayer request, which is done every single Friday. And this is for anyone, anywhere in the world. Some people, they do that for themselves. You know, it depends what they're dealing with, weekly, biweekly, monthly, or, you know, every 3 months or so, whatever they feel. And then there's, or they do it for their loved ones. You know, I have a client that does it for the loved ones every single month. Her, her mother, father, all her children, once a month. Everyone gets this light, loving, healing. So it depends what your situation is. We also do animals, too, for this healing prayer request. And then we have the private healing sessions, in that we do in-house, which is at our office, our location. We also do phone sessions, which basically I have the individual on the phone and they tell me what's going on. We look into their energies and then we help them to disperse those lower vibration energies of disease and pain and replace it with light, loving healing. And that works really nice. And we also do distant healings, which is a full session. And we do this for individuals all over the world, once again, that they might be in hospice dealing with the illness, disease. They might have cancer, migraines. They might have a loved one. You know, many people call this not for distant healings, not only for themselves, but for their loved ones. You know, someone might be in Europe and have a loved one here that's ill. And we'll do that for them. And then when we do the distant healings for people, we'll contact them afterwards so we give feedback on what we feel that was done to them. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we also have our book, A True Story of Hope, Healing, and Miracles, which describes my journey. Also, the power of forgiveness. It also has, and it has these incredible healing stories and how I interact with people. And then exercises that people can use every single day of their lives to disperse negativity and also replenish themselves, nurture themselves, and love themselves. There's diagrams and information in the back. Mm-hmm. And also how to support and nurture others. That's this window. We put that, you know, and it tells you how to prepare yourself, how to nurture yourself. So if you have a loved one that's ill, how to prepare yourself to share your light, loving, healing energies with a loved one. We also have our meditation CD, which is called Meditation to Heal Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. I Now Release, I Now Bring In. That's actually, Carl, my near-death experience. As I went through the light, all of my fear, shame, grief, and pain was released from me of my entire life. I was able to, through guidance from the angels, put that on a meditation CD so people can just lay there and just do this. And it cleanses the subconscious, the cells of the bodies, the soul, the heart of negativity. And it goes through fear, shame, grief, disease is the first part. The second part, I now bring in wisdom, strength, health, joy. So it's basically deleting information. You know, if we consider ourselves like a walking computer, delete information, fear, shame, grief, and pain, and bring in a new program. Mm-hmm. Love, compassion, mm-hmm. joy, health, abundance. So those are the items that we have to support humanity and people.
And can you give us your website again?
Yes, Carl. It's mastery with a Y of energy healing.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great.
So once again, that mastery with a Y of energy healing.com.
Great. Well, I appreciate this very much, Alex. It'll be interesting. I mean, it was interesting to me and will be helpful to those that have all kinds of diseases that need to get back into the light and that want help doing that. And so
yes.
I appreciate it very much.
Well, you're welcome, Carl. And I like to say, where there is light, where there is love, where there is healing, all things are possible.
I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I hope some of the information was useful to you, and I invite you to my two websites, holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all previous shows under the blog for the last 10 years. I also invite you to my Cancer Foundation website, holisticcancerfoundation.com. I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host.